All right, so I'm watching episode 11 of Sandman. It'll make more sense when you listen to this episode. So here it is.
And you can watch fucking It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. We removed the two episodes of blackface. You're welcome. That's one of the reasons I'm glad I download shit to Plex, is because there's certain episodes of It's Always Sunny you can't see anymore. And I'm like, oh, but I can see them.
Yep. There you go. All right, let's get started here.
All right, who's leading this off?
Do you want to bring it in?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Hey, chefs, it's the Bear coming from you, a.k.a. Sam Adams. No, wait, that's my new favorite show. I don't have that nickname. I'm just Harry. This is Watchers of the Plus, and I've got my other sous chef here, Philip Moselak, on the mics. How you doing, Mo? How you doing, Mose?
I'm good. I'm you know, I lost my weird mask and a handful of sand. I don't know what else to do, so I decided to, you know, get up on the terminal list and make amends for the things that need to be amended for.
Well, I pray you find it. Hey, if you guys guessed it, we got a lot of shit to talk about today because we just talked about five shows in our first two sentences.
Hey, look, what did we say, Sam? We said, we'll come when there's stuff to talk about.
Yeah, and per usual, I let it off with something I'm pretty sure Mose hasn't watched, a.k.a. The Bear, and something that's not being covered on The Incomparable, and I don't understand why. I think it is one of the best shows of 2022.
Oh, Sam, so by the way, I've watched six episodes of it, so booyah.
Boom, you're almost done. Nice. It's only eight. You know, it's pretty easy. It's a pretty easy watch, and you're just right up to the Red Wedding. Episode seven is where shit goes down. No, I mean, if you're a foodie or you like to eat or you like to cook, do you like the movie Chef? You know, if you like Anthony Bourdain, this is the show for you. I mean, it's a show about found families. It's a show about people finding themselves and working through, you know, catastrophe or, you know, just working through parts of life, you know.
It's got Microchip from Punisher.
That's where I know him from. I was sitting there going like, why? He seems so familiar, but he's great in it. God, I'm so used to him being in Punisher, just being like having sad eyes and not being like,
yeah,
you cuck motherfuckers. Yeah. that when he goes out and straightens out that line in the first episode, that's so great. He's like, you, what do you call him? He's like, you Snyder cut motherfuckers.
I gotta say, the show, this is where trailers and advertisements do shows a great service. You don't really understand what you're about to see, but there's an emotion tied into those trailers that I think carries into the whole show. I'm still sometimes vague on what I'm seeing, but I feel like I'm watching like a slice of life. I know there are some actors in there and I recognize them, but for the most part,
mostly new unknown people other than really the lead. And now that you've pointed out that Richie is from Punisher, but I mean, I didn't know, and I knew Matty Matheson from cooking shows and stuff. I don't know if you know who he is, the guy that plays the little the guy that fixes the video games in the first episode.
Okay.
He's like a Canadian celebrity chef that has like a bunch of YouTube channels. And if you ever wanted to learn how to cook something really unhealthily, he'll show you how to do it. He'll put the most amount of butter and oil.
Yeah. Well,
he's a technical consultant on the show. So that's why I think everything looks so good, because they actually have real chefs showing him how to cook this. Like, how much do you want to eat the stuff on the show?
Well, I remember like when I watched Kitchen Nightmares, and when they're starting to talk about like profit margins and like what you need and the grind of getting the right meat for the cheesesteaks, mm-hmm. and going down that line of, I don't have the money now, I'll pay you later. It's really fascinating. Now, that doesn't happen every episode, but you know, that's the slice in this bigger story.
Well, and I think you illustrated just a simple little detail from the show that makes it so rich. Very first episode, he doesn't have money for beef. He runs home to some sort of like classic jean collection that he has. He has so many jeans that are in
Yeah,
the oven. And he grabs one, he sells it to somebody for a couple $100, he pays for the beef. And that's the last in the series that, or the whole season that you see anything mentioned about jeans. And it's just like, oh, that's a really interesting little detail. And it's just shown it as part of a montage, like he was going home to grab money out of the piggy bank and stuff. And you just go, oh, that's an interesting, you know, so just there's depth to these characters and, you know, you get to know all of them and they all have different backgrounds. And, you know, I've watched it all the way through twice because I watched it by myself, then I watched it with my wife. And I can't say enough good stuff about it. It's been renewed for season two. I can't wait for it to come out. I think it's
Oh,
great. Like,
good.
yeah, like I want to go through and buy the cookbooks that Carmi has in it. You know, there was a
Now
great
that is
article.
it is a Hulu original, right?
Yeah, I believe it's actually an online only thing because I think it dropped all at once. So, oh, and you know, that's who else is in it. Oliver Platt, I forgot, was the other well-known actor who plays kind of a gangster. I'm not a little vague onto what exactly he is. One of my favorite parts of the series is when they accidentally drug the Ecto Cooler and all the kids pass out, and he's not even mad. He's like, huh, whatever. And it's like, oh, I thought that was going to be this huge disaster. You
They're
know?
so quiet.
Yeah, so I really, you know, I've read an article from GQ about how this shows that all of us should say yes, chef, to each other. And refer to each other as chef as a sign of respect, and I'm 100% on board. So, yeah, I mean, I'm surprised we haven't done something on the Incomparable about this because I haven't felt this strongly about a show since, you know, Ted Lasso, I would say, is the last time I watched
Well,
something that really hit me. But I mean, then again, as somebody who has gone off to college and moved back home to help his family's restaurant get off its feet kind of, or you know, get on its feet kind of thing. You know, it definitely is like there's a reason I watch a lot of bar shows. You know, it's like it's part of my life, so you're gonna watch what you're familiar with. But you know, hey, I think that people can get behind this. You go out to eat, you know, maybe this will make you a little more sympathetic the next time your order gets messed up when you see how hard these guys are working just to get a fucking Italian beef sandwich right. You know?
And I think, frankly, Sam, I mean, you and I, we started this doing in a very the usual niche of nerddom, and we started to expand out. And so I think to expect, our sister shows to follow suit, I wouldn't expect it. And even if you did get it, you won't probably get it for another 2 years. So that's until they figure out that it's a good show. So that's why we're here. We're going to cut through a lot of that.
Well, I mean, it's the times of confusion. I mean, I've honestly been like, I had to kind of kick myself out of a rut to watch some new stuff for this because, like, I've been so wrapped up in Better Call Saul, which for all my Saul heads out there, I absolutely love the finale. I thought it wrapped up perfectly, made me tear up at the end. It had about four different endings that made you smile, you know, even though, you know, maybe he doesn't, it's not the traditional. He walks into a fucking tiki bar in some desert island with $1 million under his sleeve, kind of happy ending. It's a weirdly happy, sad ending all at once. Like, I think that I thought they did a great job with it, and it made you care about this character from beginning to end, even when he was a
Now,
shitbird, you know?
I haven't watched it. I watched the beginning few episodes. Are we getting to a point where, like, at the end of this, where we have, like, cut to Breaking Bad?
Well, you actually get both. You get at the beginning of every season, you get a picture of what his life is like working as a Cinnabon manager in Omaha, Nebraska. So it's like the first episode is him waking up in black and white and getting the Cinnabons ready for the day and then closing the store. His name's Gene. And so so the whole first 4 or 5 seasons is just that at the beginning. And then in the last season, you start to get a little bit of what was going on during Breaking Bad, like what his thought processes was, like why he stayed around to help out Walter White, stuff like that. And then you get to see what happens after. Well, you know, once he's you've seen what's happened there, you've seen what's happened before, you get to see where his story ends. Kind of like El Camino with Jesse, like you really get a definitive, and
Interesting.
this is the final chapter of Saul Goodman type of thing.
So it
And it's
really does have a universe building.
It does, and it's tough because it's like, man, I'm so bummed to leave these filmmakers and this world they built. Like, it seems preposterous to think that you'd make like a Gus prequel now. But part of me is like, yeah, with technology, we can do it. Make him look like he did in Do the Right Thing, and let's see what he was up to before he got to Albuquerque and he started building these chicken restaurants. Like, so I mean, I think it's so beautiful. They do such a beautiful job that I looked up one of the restaurants that they frequent on the show, the Dog House, just a dumpy looking hot dog stand. And I was like, I want to go there. That place looks great. I looked it up on Yelp. It's like 2 stars. It looks terrible. It's just like, God, they can make anything look artistic here with these guys. Like, these are just, it's a crew that will appreciate, more and more as time goes on, that we don't have that Vince Gilligan, crew together to make shows anymore, because they do a beautiful job. And amazing how many of their shots are just long and slow, and you're just in it, you're just in that world, and it's beautiful.
Well, time is against us, as it always is. All right, so we didn't cap off Boys. And I think we can do kind of a quick synopsis of how we felt about it. I think now we have a different kind of heel turn. Homelander is free with his son, and his son wants to be with him. And we have now Butcher, I guess, on a timeline.
I mean, I kind of felt this season was a little bit like traditional TV, where it felt a little bit like we're gonna do this thing and then reset to one. The old Simpsons, no lessons, no growing, no changing kind of thing. Like, by the end of the episode, you need to be right back to where we were at the beginning. And it kind of was that, except that Ryan's with Homelander now. Like, everything else, yeah, Maeve got to lose her powers and retire, and they moved Soldier Boy from a Russian icicle to an American icicle. And I'm sure he will be back. But yeah, I'm just kind of, I don't know. I didn't feel like the end was that revelatory. I mean, I think probably the craziest part about the ending was him being able to laser eye somebody in the middle of Times Square and get away with it. Very, very Trump-esque, hit the nail on the head type of comparison there. And because that's actually been probably the most memed slash, like, that's a popular Instagram reel, is that little violin at the end and everybody clapping and everything, that people have gotten really popular and everything. And it seems like that's been like the biggest, I'd say that those are the two biggest developments of the season. That, and that we're probably gonna see Butcher die. But it's a comic book show. They could come up with a formula that saves you, and everything's better.
I'm kind of assuming that's what's going to happen, but time will tell on that. I just think losing Butcher would be, well, it would be traumatic to the show.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that show without him. I mean, I have to imagine this is a 5 season, max show. Then again, that's what I thought Westworld was. Who knows how that's going anywhere. But yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, no, I don't. Don't get me started on Westworld. I'll make
That show
all
I
the I'll
lost
make all the
interest on.
people that I'll make all the people that think it's this like brilliant piece of like tapestry being woven in front of us mad. So some people think it's genius, and I was very happy to find some podcasts the other day that were like, I don't know what's happening. I was like, okay, good. I'm
Yeah,
not the only
I think
one.
the same people that really love Westworld would hate Rick and Morty.
See, I loved Westworld season one. That's the thing that's crazy
Oh
about
no,
it.
that season one's great.
Yeah, and season two had some good stuff in it, but overall, as a season, it wasn't that great. But
No.
because it was trying to be too much like season one, and then the last two. Well, anyways, so yeah, I mean, the Boys, I can't wait for it to come back. It's always a delight. I'm a little bummed that we found another, like, I hope that we can just have Starlight and Huey be solid for a season and not have it be like a they're on the outs because she's mad at him for doing something thing. Like, I feel like that's one of those
Yeah.
tropes we could probably jettison at this point.
Well, it's funny. Speaking of libtards and things that you blame Trump for, as in i.e. Homelander, we can go over to the Terminalist. I don't know if you watched that. I
No, is
was,
that the Chris Pratt
yeah,
vehicle?
it's the one that's being dubbed as like the high art conservative
Now, is that
militia thing.
Hulu? Is that Hulu or Amazon?
It's Amazon. It is.
He must have an Amazon deal because that's his second Amazon movie.
Yeah, I'm convinced of it. Look, first of all, politics are not even brought up in it. But like, so people are going to say what they're going to say. I can tell you that they haven't seen it. That's why they say that.
Is it as non-political as Top Gun?
Very much so.
Really? Because yeah, it was one of the Top Gun's known those things. I never noticed it until the Weekly Planet boys pointed out, and they're like, "Watch, they never say anything about who the bad guy is. Yeah. It's always like the enemy, the target, the blah blah." Yeah. Like when you notice it, you're like, "Oh man, I can't help but notice this." But no, and I don't. You know, I think it's a good idea. Like, why not have a thing where you're like, "Hey, I want to make an army movie, and I don't want it to be like a political thing." Like, I mean, I think you can respect the military and not have it be a politics thing all the time. Like, I don't think it always has to be. So
look, at the core of it, it's a revenge movie. It's it's the terminal list is a list of people that are going to get killed.
Yeah.
And it's the reason is, you know, that Chris Pratt has something going on in his head, and it was a way to cure PTSD, except it didn't do exactly what it was supposed to. And it involves layers of government and him taking those things down. And, you know, a guy who has a particular set of skills is a SEAL. And it's look, Chris Pratt, when I think about his career, I'm blown away. Now, of course, Chris Pratt will get shit on because, you know, he butchers his own sheep. So anyway, but that's neither here nor there. But,
you know, I feel like he gets shit. It's the same thing, you know, Rogan. I just heard Rogan talking about this the other day. It's like, hey, he's just very Christian. And so he gets labeled as being very anti-gay. And meanwhile, I've never heard anything but a nice story about Chris Pratt. So it's just like, it's kind of tough because it's like, well, you know, hopefully he's not anti-gay. He's in Hollywood. It'd be kind of silly to be like, you're probably around a lot of people of different persuasions.
Can we just let the pretenders pretend?
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the thing is like, I think sometimes we assign things to people because of one, you know, it's like, oh, he drinks beer, so he must like trucks, you know, right. Or just like he's religious. So, and his church that he goes to has been very anti-gay. So he must be, and it's like, well, maybe not, you know, maybe he's one of the people in there trying to convince people that, hey, maybe we should calm this down a little bit. And he just doesn't want to be political enough to go and talk about it. Like, so I think that sometimes we have to like, I don't know. I think he's maybe one of those guys that even I have been a little anti Chris Pratt at times, that I think that I've taken a step back and look at that bias and been like, is that people, like, I never heard him say anything mean to anybody or like anything first shitty all,
if,
or
if
do anything.
If we can't talk,
like,
yeah. If we can't talk to people, then we're no better than anyone else.
Yeah. So I think that he needs to come off the fucking target wall.
I think so. And Sam, it has probably one of the most brutal scenes I've seen in a show in a very long time.
Now it's a show, not a movie.
It's a show spanning, I believe, 8 episodes. It was based around a book.
Oh, okay. I feel like these are the type of shows I have a hard time getting into because I kind of go into it like Obi-Wan, where I go, ooh, is this a show? Or was this a movie they turned into a show and it's going to be too
long?
Well,
if they turned it into a movie, it would have been stripped down. So that, I think that's
so there's enough to sustain it. Okay.
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
Okay. Cause I was thinking of this other thing was a movie. I thought just based on the trailers, I thought this was a movie. I had no idea. It's hard to distinguish these days. Well, speaking of movies, there's a movie I'm dying to see.
Yes.
My wife won't watch with me, but you've seen it.
Yeah.
Prey.
The Hulu exclusive didn't drop anywhere else, which is, I think, kind of surprising, to be honest with you. I was not, when I saw the ads for it, I'll be honest with you, I felt like, oh, here we go. It's, we're bending everything and making Action Girl. Let me just put this out straight. This is a movie that involves aliens. That is not an historical fact. However, Sam, they are representing and they are putting their laurels down that they have an all Native American cast. However, I don't know how much history you've gotten into, especially within the Old West and Native Americans. Okay.
I'd say my Old West history is Deadwood.
Okay. So they are playing the Comanche tribe. Mm-hmm. Now, on a physical level, they don't match up to what a Comanche would look like. And their socio interpersonal relationships are not anything to do with the Comanche, which is they could have picked a lot of other. They picked Comanche because they thought, oh, that sounds good.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's a workshop thing where like that's the one most people have heard of.
Exactly. I think so. But the problem is what they were showing is not accurate at all. Like there is going to be no girl that's going to just say, I'm going to go with the hunting party and I'm not going to go with the women, because if that happened, she would have been killed. And more specifically, she probably would have been raped, killed, and set aside.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, if you can dial back your disbelief about aliens, you could probably be like, all right, here's a slightly more woke fucking tribe.
Right. There are tribes that they could have done, and they should have picked something, because again, I think it was okay for what it was. Mm-hmm. Was it the original Predator? No. Was it probably better than that last abortive film, The Predator?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Well, you know, I almost feel like this is the move. Like, I think that they've been trying to, like, bring the Predator to present day for years. And it's just, like, it gets into them, like, trying to make the Predator more crazy technologically advanced than they are already. And it's, like, they already have pretty neat tech. Like, why would you mess with that? So, like, I think this is the pilot. If you want to keep making these, you show the Predators attacking different times, different countries throughout our history. So show them attacking, you know, fucking ninjas. Show them attacking revolutionary soldiers. Let's show, you know, so it's like, just do that throughout fucking history. You pick different little interesting patterns. I think this is a good one where it's like, okay, Native Americans. So, I mean, you know, just sit back and think of like, you know, he attacks some Vikings, or he attacks some fucking Knights of the Round Table. Yeah, you know, I don't know.
You're obviously aware of the mud. You know, when Schwarzenegger puts on the mud, Predator can't see him. Mm-hmm. So in this case, she is not seen as a threat. So that becomes her weapon, that she's not a threat. Then they also have this whole thing with the French trappers. And she comes across a field with all these dead buffalo. Well, first of all, that's again inaccurate. The French did not shoot a bunch of buffaloes. They were trappers for small game. Again, I understand this is an alien movie, but you
and
can't.
I feel like this is something where, you know, you obviously know more about this than the.
Well, it just, thing. But okay. This, yes. And, but what pisses me off on this is the rewriting of history to formulate a certain type of narrative. And that's not fair, because it's not right. And history is a thing. And if you are start to change it, I understand changing it for a fiction. Again, aliens are in this movie, but you gotta have some semblance of groundedness. You went to this particular time period, get it right, understand it better, and you'll have a better movie because of it.
Yeah, no. So I'm very interested. You know, I feel like you obviously have some gripes about it that will not bother me. Yeah. That I'll just fly right past.
Sure.
So I'm interested to see, you know, and like, that's the thing too, is that like, we also are in this time where, I don't know, sometimes movies just get their budget bumped up to hundreds of millions of dollars, and I don't understand where the money's going. And like, here's one that was shot like low budget, And it's like,
it's pretty,
that's
it's
the
a
move
pretty
for
film.
some of these things, is that like, go ahead and give it to first time filmmakers or new people and do something a little more low budget. And like, yeah, if you want to pick up a few reshoots and put a little money into it, go for it after that. But like, I think that's maybe where some of these stream, and that's what we're seeing, you know, as we venture over into DC, Warner Brothers and that whole mess of what's going on over there. Boy, am I glad I never took that job. We're seeing just how the sausage is made and how weird things can get, where it's like they're canceling Batgirl over there, which they paid $90 million to film and has Michael Keaton in it and J.K. Simmons is in it, and they're just going to shelve it.
Now, I thought that was for Pedophile Flash.
No, that's still on. That's the thing. It's just astounding me. They looked at Batgirl and said, "Ooh, this looks rough. We're just going to cancel it and take the tax, you know, benefit of losing all this money instead of putting it on a streaming, because they didn't think it was good. They thought it was too expensive for streaming and not expensive enough for movies. And then they would end up to put too much money into reshooting it, which I just, you know, I don't get it. I mean, again, you have Michael Keaton there, you have J.K. Simmons. How bad could it have looked? I mean,
who wanted this film? Because the show was struggling for viewership forever and a day.
What show?
There was a CW Batgirl show.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that one was kind of doomed from the start. Like, that one didn't do well.
But that should be your test bed. No one wants this.
Well, and here's the thing, but they're going out of order. Like, okay, you want to, like, look at what Marvel's done. You want to get to Batgirl? Okay, you make a couple Batman movies, you make a Justice League movie, you introduce Barbara Gordon in some of those movies, and then you make it so that she's eventually Batgirl. You don't just, they just jump to these movies and just throw them in there. And it's like, meanwhile, they don't even have a settled Batman for whatever universe they're working in. They have this whole Flash thing where if you've read the plot leaks, like, I'm not even that excited about it, because it's just
Flashpoint, if I understand correctly.
But it's not even done right. It's he travels back in time and then it just mushes timelines together. It doesn't have anything to do with like him changing anything, or it's just, oh, it's not like, oh, well, because you went out back in time and changed this, I'm, you know, I started Batmaning earlier and that's why I'm older or something like that. No, it's just like, oh, I'm from a different reality and this isn't my reality, but I'm here now.
Like, what does it, does he go back in time and just find a young immigrant underage girl and then start his own?
And then groom her.
Yeah.
And then groom her.
Yeah. This is all alleged.
Come on, let's be respectful.
Ezra Miller, no, Ezra Miller's a guy, so like, that's a fact.
Now,
that's
here's the thing: if he's a they, should he be playing a he? Is that okay?
You know, depending again.
Bill Maher just had a great rant about this, about like, let people, like, I guess Tom Hanks came out and said that if it was today, he wouldn't play the role from Philadelphia, and it's just like this powerful role that probably did a lot for.
Yeah.
Gay people, and like was an instrumental in maybe making society accept gay people and their issues.
So I've got to have level 4 AIDS in order to act in it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're getting a little wild with that kind of stuff too. So it's like, yeah, I was thinking about that the other day, because it was like, you know, only trans people should play trans roles, and it's like, and Bill Maher said this. He's like, well, then they're really getting screwed over in Hollywood, because there's only so many of those. Like, so they only get to play in one movie. Like, he's like, they can't do anything else. He's like, that's not fair.
All right, so, you know, quarter the budget and make those movies, I guess. I don't know.
But anyways, yeah, I mean, you have this Batgirl thing that did have some goodwill behind it, because I think they had gotten a Latina actress to play her, and so people were very excited to see, like, you know, one of the very first like Latina superhero kind of lead roles. And again, you had all this curiosity between like Michael Keaton being in it and stuff. So
time out real quick, crossover. Prey, the main character in Prey, she is in Legion.
Yeah, and, no, she's great. She's
and
great.
I loved her. I loved her in Legion.
Yeah, no. So that's why I'm excited to give that a chance, even though you're a little grouchy about it.
I'm not grouchy about it. I don't like. I mean, I know I can go on record and be a curmudgeon about certain things. I think my big thing is, you don't rewrite history unless it's for a. Okay. For example,
well, unless the history you're rewriting is the alien showing up, that's the rewriting you're supposed to. But I think that's the thing that where Marvel's been very successful is what they did is they went in like 2005 or whatever, when all this shit started, they went, what's the world look like now. Okay,
But
we're
if
gonna
you,
put
but
Iron Man in
the Comanche
today's
people,
world.
yeah, but the Comanche people never acted that way. So that's the problem I have. And so pick somebody else. You wanted to do something really cool, just do it right. Like, I mean, you can't just pick and choose how history unfolds. Okay, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Completely fabricated, but based on events that Lincoln did inside of that. That's interesting. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and that, I mean, getting back to DC, I just wanted to kind of get on that tangent because just that's probably the rest of what we're going to talk about is DC
Sure.
properties the rest of the way out. And Harley Quinn's back, and that's been enjoyable, but
Okay,
who knows?
so
This might
Sam,
be the last of Harley Quinn,
yeah,
because
Sam, you texted me pretty harshly, and you seem pretty upset about Harley Quinn. And I don't watch it. I watch Doom Patrol, which again, another Warner property that I think is sorely underrated. But Harley Quinn, your text, you're looking it up right now. I can feel
well, I
it.
was trying to think, oh, well, yeah, Harley Quinn is great. They do all this great stuff, and then they get to an orgy episode and they blur everything out. I mean, fucking, who is it?
You need to pull some putt or what? What's the
Well,
deal?
no, well, just why not just find a more creative way to show it? Have it in black and white, have it in shadow. It just seemed like so silly to blur out cartoon nipples on HBO.
Okay,
The land of
sure.
tits and dragons and real
I
sex
look,
and
what like yeah,
which
what's
are all available on the platform, but yet we had to blur out the nipples of a cartoon character who's in New Orleans trying to get beads. Like, and again, we have an orgy where they're literally like shoving things everywhere, and just they got people on the ground doing all kinds of crazy shit. And but yet, when a girl turns around, her nipples blurred, but the guys is it's just kind of that stupid shit where I'm just like, you know what? I don't think anybody watching the show, if they saw a cartoon dick, is going to be fucking horrified. They'll be fine. Like, and if somebody that is shouldn't be watching this watching it, that's on you. That's
Yeah.
your parents used to pay attention to what you're watching. If you're not, then you're bad.
Huh. So,
So.
but as a whole, is the season warming up to something?
Yeah. Oh, it was interesting. They just had like a one-off episode where it was just the Joker, raising his family. I don't think you don't watch Harley Quinn, right?
That's a negative, Ghost Rider. Maverick has them
So
all.
in by the third season, the Joker has quit being the Joker. He has a wife and two stepkids that he's like part of the PTA with and everything. And
That sounds gay.
he accidentally becomes mayor of Gotham against running against Jim Gordon because he wants to get his kids into like a Spanish learning program or something like that. So it's pretty good. It's still wacky and fun, and Bane's at the orgy and everybody can tell it's Bane because they're supposed to be having masks on, like eyes wide shut, but yet you see Bane, he talks like this and he has the things coming out of his neck. And so, and he, of course, he can't get any at the orgy. So it's like it's still fun and funny. Like, but then again, it's just
Sam,
who
your
knows?
choices.
Don't get too attached to anything over there at HBO because Discovery bought them, and the guy who made his money on fucking 90 Day Fiance and This 600-Pound Life and 1,000-Pound Sisters and the trafficking of middle America human suffering via fucking reality TV, he's going to be the one that tells us what art is.
I'm astonished that when we talked about this before the
same
show.
company the same company that owns Sandman and was like, hey, let's make Sandman, let's produce it, and then let's sell it to Netflix because we're too scared to put it on our own streamer.
We do need to talk about Sandman. So just
No,
let, and
Sand,
that
yeah,
that
that
is a,
that'll
that is a
be
DC property, so we can talk about it.
that'll be the uptick in the conversation, but I'm just more talking shit about the
Yeah.
corporation right now that it's
Well,
like,
and it's funny because this is where it crosses lines where I'm going to go ahead and bring it up because I know you love it when I do. So one of my favorite things in the world is AEW wrestling, which is a TNT on TNT and TBS, which is a Warner property. And the TV rights deals are still up in the air, and what they should be getting is more money for their TV rights deals, but we're not sure what exactly is going to transpire in the next few months. And like, but bigger than that, and not just bigger than wrestling, because wrestling is the biggest, but in my opinion, that what will get collapsed, what shows on TV or streaming will end up getting snuffed out because of this. Because obviously it sounds like Discovery's making decisions about what's going to be on HBO, or at least
Yeah, I mean, well, and that's the
the
thing.
amount of
That's
the budget that gets allocated to it.
I think the CEO has one thing right, and that's that, hey, look, you've got these legacy characters. People are dying to see a Flash movie. People are dying to see Superman movies. People are dying to see the Batman movies. Like, yeah, you don't need to have one every year, but you should have
Well,
one of
didn't
these every couple of year, every
they
year. Like,
also
it's,
they did they also shit can Supergirl?
I think so.
Or
I'm not a,
Supergirl was part of a pedophile Flash. I
yeah,
don't
that's
know.
part of Flash. That's the thing, is that, like,
Okay.
yeah, and so, like, that's the thing. If you read the synopsis of Flash, it had some interesting stuff in it, but it's just like, again, it's just kind of a mishmash where it's like, well, rather than have this make sense with just time travel, we're going to introduce just different universes collapsing, because obviously they were going to do some kind of crisis on Infinite Earths down the line or something. But, like, I don't know. This seemed like a perfect way to reset it. And, like, I think you could have had Michael Keaton play, you could have had it be like regular Flashpoint and had Michael Keaton actually play, rather than play an older version of Bat, like the 89 Batman we all know.
Yeah.
Why not have him be fucking Ben
Yeah.
Affleck's dad? You
Right.
know, have it be
Right.
like the fucking comic book.
Well,
Like,
frankly,
why?
I thought that that's what was going to be. So, Sam,
Yeah,
what you're telling
no.
me
So,
is that movie was
no,
going
they
to be
was.
terrible.
Yeah, so it just wasn't going to make sense, because when the plot didn't make sense, they just went like, oh, reality's merged. They're just going to do that shit. So,
Well, I guess
you know.
Ezra Miller is going to need, he's going to need to pay some lawyers.
Well, you know what I
They're going to
don't
release the
know.
movie so that he can pay it.
What? Well, you know what I don't realize? They keep going like it's too expensive to reshoot, blah blah. I've got the perfect fucking ending. You have the whole movie go off with Ezra Miller, whatever. Even though you could probably deep fake him out of there. Like, I swear to God, somebody from fucking Reddit could deep fake him, and you know.
They did it with that the Batista zombie movie.
Yeah, but that was also like, you know, 5, 10 minutes of screen time. This is the like, and plus there's two versions of them in this movie, so it's like, you know, there's that too. And who knows? I wouldn't be surprised if there's a third version of him that is Reverse Flash in the movie or something, or
Greg
unless the.
Gustafson, he's not going to get any more deals. They should have just put
Well,
him in. He could have
and
been living off of it.
here's the move. Whenever he saves the day and he goes back through the Speed Force to get home or whatever. When he's going through the Speed Force, you have his face changed to Grant Gustin, and you have him go, "Huh, feel a little taller or something." You know what I mean? Just like, just and just have it play off like that's how he looks and that's what he thinks he looks like, and boom, you've just replaced him and you've used a movie to do it and forget
And
about it. Like,
Grant gets a couple more years of acting.
and Grant gets to go be in a better version of the thing he's been doing for
Yeah,
his whole
and
life.
he gets a SAG insurance, SAG-AFTRA insurance. He's the guy sell it.
Or whoever you want to replace him with, enter fucking name here. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even have to be Grant Gustin. You're like, oh, he's too expensive because we've been paying him to
I
be in for so
guarantee he's
long.
not expensive. I
He's probably
guarantee
not movie
you.
expensive.
I guarantee you he would be paid lower than most on the Super Force. Speaking of extra people and people that I would was not aware of in a DC film, the Pierce Brosnan character, is he playing Dr. Fate?
Yeah.
And they've got the Adam. Dude, Black Adam actually looks pretty cool. I thought it was going to be hot garbage.
And I think that's the right move too, is being like, don't be afraid to introduce more than one character in a movie. You can always spin them off and do their own movie later if you really want to. But like, if you want to build a universe, like that's how you do it. Like, you know, even though people Iron Man 2 gets a lot of shit, it's like, well, you know, it did have two superheroes. It was the first one with two superheroes in it, you know. So, hey, granted, one was just a fucking another version of the other one, but still, like, it's showed that that could work, and that it's like you could give a little bit of time to both characters, and it's not going to be the end of the world if RDJ isn't on screen for 20 minutes, you
Yeah,
know.
I
So.
look. I'm just telling you. Like, I just saw another trailer for it today, and I was like, man, this actually looks pretty interesting. And
Yeah,
then
I just think that I think it's tough because it seems like both Black Adam and Shazam are still in that like Snyderverse-ish, and they're trying to get away from it. And I don't know exactly how you do that without resetting or.
I think Black Adam and Shazam 2, I think that those two properties can propel them in a better in a far better direction.
Yeah, I think those two are probably the best thing they got going. And it's a shame because I've been looking forward to the flat, but just all this extracurricular activity is, you know, leaves quite the sour taste
Him
in your
being
mouth
being
about.
a creepazoid.
Yeah, so it's just, yeah, there isn't a good, you know, granted, it's always weird when people are suing. So that's who knows how much of this is being, you know, exaggerated, his behavior, but where
I
there's
don't
smoke, there's
know.
fire a little bit too
We
with
saw him.
what's
We saw
going
him
on with.
choke. He choked a pregnant lady. He
Yeah,
likes
it
to hang
just.
out. You know, the guy's a fucking degenerate. And I'll go on record and
Yeah.
saying that. And that's not even
Yeah,
alleged.
no. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's the whole thing is weird. Well, it's kind of one of those things where I just like want to go like, okay, I don't want anything to do with this guy
No.
really, and let's wait and see where everything lands with this fucking weirdo. Because, you know, there was a time where everybody thought Manti Te'o was, faking a girlfriend to help win the Heisman. It turns out he was getting catfished. And 10 years later, here's a Netflix documentary about it that I've been bugging my wife to
Okay,
watch.
so Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast had two episodes, and I think it was on the Patreon part. I can't remember. And they talked about, I don't know much about the story, but like Shane is a big Notre Dame fan.
Well, I remember when it was news, like, because it was like he was this guy that was a big
Can you give
linebacker.
me the background on this?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think he was a linebacker. I forget where he played. Was it Notre Dame?
I think
He played at
so.
Notre Dame. So it was this whole thing about how like I think like his grandma had passed away this year, and he was dating like a USC cheerleader or something, and that she died before one of his big games, and like then he like kind of went public about it, and like would like, you know, point to the sky and like, you know, have her fucking initials on his like eye black. I mean, I don't know if it was that crazy, but it was like he definitely like it was definitely played up in the media of like, oh, this guy with a heavy heart, he's out there playing,
Yeah.
like, you know, blah blah. And then it turns out that his girlfriend never existed. And so it was kind of like a thing where everybody thought it was him playing a hoax on the media, like maybe he was gay and he was trying to cover it up because it's
Yeah.
football and you can't be gay and play football.
Right.
And that was kind of like the overwhelming like consensus, I think, or at least just the theories. And then it's coming out that no, it was just some lady was catfishing him, pretending to be this girl, and like maybe even got like her cousin to like pose for pictures or something. Like I haven't watched the documentary yet, but I just watched like the trailer and I'm like,
What
oh, I
now?
got
Okay, so we need to know, like, what is this? Where is it? Where is this being shown?
Netflix.
Okay.
It's called like The Girlfriend That Didn't Exist or something like that. Like, yeah, so it's definitely like high on my priority of like, I need to watch this because
All
like I
right, we'll put
remember
that
this
in the
being
notes.
news.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember this being like huge news, and I definitely want to find out what the true story was.
Okay. That makes sense. When I heard about this, I was like, I don't remember. Frankly, I could care less about college football to begin with. So, but when that came up in on the Secret Podcast, I was like, "What in the world is going on with this?"
Yeah, no, it's definitely like it's one of those things where I it's it, that's why I think sometimes when like things isn't like that's kind of why I was like hesitant to like totally shit on Ezra Miller. I mean, I don't have anything nice to say about the guy, but and he seems like a weirdo. But you know, at the same time, sometimes when news is dropping, I'm always like, well, let's wait and see. Let's
Well,
wait till
look,
all the facts get out
hey.
before you take because we live in hot take nation, you
Well, and you know what? There
know.
is a thing called due process. And I'm willing to give him that due process. However, right now, his world does not look very good. When you, first of all, personally, outside of the whole pedophilia thing, when you go and choke a pregnant woman, you don't rank high with me. Straight away. So even
No.
if that nothing of that happened and then nothing was done about that, that's a problem for me.
Yeah, no, that's definitely
Yeah.
a problem.
And if you can somehow just like in your weird logic, like, that seems okay. I think you need to take a real hard look at yourself.
Oh, definitely. Well, let's end the pod on a positive note.
Okay, positive.
Well, before we get while we're talking about Netflix, I got two things to recommend to people. I don't think last time we had chatted, we had talked about the new Bill Burr at Red Rocks on Netflix, which is
Very,
great.
very good.
Which I had actually seen his live show on that topic, on those topics beforehand, and then getting to see like the finished product was, I always really get a kick out of that, getting to see somebody when they're touring and then seeing the finalized show and be like, oh, okay, you can see where he ironed out a joke here or where he dropped a part there, just things like that. So that was great. And I loved the show I went to, so I was like, oh good, people can see it now, it's done, it's really good. And then another one on Netflix, Tim Dillon, I just watched his and I was
Well,
like
I
bent
just learned
over
about him.
laughing. Yeah, I was like bent over laughing. And I wasn't expecting to like his stand-up as much as I do, because he can be a very loud kind of, I don't want to call him loud mouth, but he does kind of have that, vibe of like telling
First of
you what to
all,
do.
I am
But
still convinced that Tim Dillon is not gay.
I
That this is all a big
wouldn't.
put on.
I think that would be funny if it's true, because he definitely is always talking about it. I've never heard him talk about his boyfriend. I've never
No.
seen him I love that theory. If it's true, I think it's such a great troll.
Yeah. I think well, his
Didn't keep him on
podcast is
Airbnb
incredible.
though.
Yeah. Oh, his podcasts are just they're masterpieces in not satire, but
But
like
he's kind of onion-esque. You know what he
yeah.
is? He's an onion Alex Jones. Is
Yeah, I'll take that.
that about right? Yeah. So yeah, no, he had Rogan die on the other day. He was on Rogan recently, just talking about how, hey, it's the end of America. We might as well enjoy what we got while we can. Like,
Yeah.
go drink another White Claw, get on a boat. Like, it's the end, baby.
Let's ride it till the wheels fall
Yeah,
off.
let's ride it into the ground. But yeah, I didn't mean that. But as for positive things, I didn't mean those, even though those are both great and they will bring you much, much, much laughs. I was talking about what we talked about earlier, Sandman. I just got done with episode 6. I think you've gotten all the way through 10. You haven't seen the
I
for
haven't
those of
seen
you listening,
I
there's
have
a
finished
bonus
it.
11th episode
Yeah,
that's dropped
yeah,
since I
yeah.
started watching.
Very different episodes. I'll tell you what, for those of you who fell out of love with Doctor Who, I think now, and I say that like, and it only because Claire is in it, and so it makes sense in some way, but it gives me that time travel-y feel in some capacity. But like in that every episode has a minor thread in it of an overall narrative, but they all feel like different issues of that comic.
No, yeah, no, I've never read the comic.
I
I'd be
haven't. I
interested.
haven't either.
I don't know if I would hit me the right way now reading it, but it sounds like it's one of those things that if you come to it at the right time in your life, it just blows your mind. And I liked the first two or three episodes, but like I didn't love them at first. And then when I saw kind of where everything was going, and I was like, oh, they kind of have, I was expecting his little quest at the beginning of the series to last the whole series. And so to get to
Yeah,
like episodes
that's the
five and
misconception.
six,
Yes,
yeah, that to get
yes.
to like episodes five and six, where like he's almost like, and there's episodes where he's not even really the main character of it. So where he's just like almost like a watch, like the episode with Death in it, where Death is his sister and he visits her on the job, so to speak. And so like that was a very touching episode and very heartbreaking in parts and stuff. And I even knew like the most heartbreaking part of that episode. And like I don't want to spoil it for anybody. And when I saw it coming, and when I saw it, I still was like, oh God dang, so
Yeah.
no, I've just I'm kind of one of those shows that like I only watch it when I have time to like sit down and pay attention. Like I've only watched it like when my wife has gone to bed
Well, and
early.
I'm super curious about like who the prodigal son is or who the prodigal is, because
Yeah,
there.
so I'm just yeah, I'm into it. I mean, I'm just I the, it's very interesting how they've taken anything that's a story you've heard, and it could be a character in this world. Cain and Abel are in the first episode.
Yep.
and you know, one of them keeps killing the other one, you know. So you know, I just like that kind of little stuff of like how their characters, or how just all of a sudden he runs into William Shakespeare at one point, or just you know, it's just very interesting. The I feel like any episode can go anywhere, and so I'm very like,
Okay,
you
so
know.
Sam, right there, what you're touching upon is it's like this is exactly where I was, like my bastardized phrasing of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, where you have this entity being dreams, the dream, and interweaving himself into the waking world and how it affected our waking history. I think that's cool. You
Yeah, no,
just
I did too. The
gotta tell it right. That's all.
episode where he has a drink in the bar every 100 years is really interesting.
Very interesting.
You know, it's almost one I kind of, and that's the thing, I find myself wanting to go back and watch episodes. Like that's one that I feel like I kind of want to go back and start at the beginning and see where he started.
The I'll tell you I'm very impressed with the effects. Strong.
And it's not a big punchy effect show. I mean, like, it's literally as much as just Patton Oswalt as a raven hopping around talking to Dream, and it
Okay,
looks great.
can I be honest with you? I need less of Patton Oswalt in into comic book shows.
Oh, I feel like he's that's enough. You've gotten your mitts on fucking MODOK. You've been an agent in Shield. He's been a voice in a couple different things. You know, it's like, it's almost kind of like,
Wasn't
all
he?
right,
He was in Eternals. Yeah, he plays Pip the Troll. He
Eternals.
plays Pip the Troll.
Yes, he's Pip the Troll. So it's
I didn't
like
watch the movie, but I know the things.
he's in the Marvel Universe 2 or 3 times now. I think he's done something for DC, but I don't remember what. But it's like, yeah, I feel like that's for me the next con. Like, no, he can't be in Invincible. He can't. Has he already been in The Boys? Feel like he's been. Oh, he wasn't he the voice of like the Deep's gills? That's what it was.
Yes, you're right.
Boom. So yeah, he's not allowed to be in any more comic book shows. That's enough. He needs to go put another stand-up special hour, or find another serial killer or something.
Yeah,
He's not
maybe,
allowed to.
yeah. Well, he needs to find another wife and get married and get
Well,
busy.
I think he does already have another wife.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have done that, but then again.
Oh, you never know. You never know where life takes you. You never know who's sitting there waiting in the wings, waiting for your significant other to die to swoop in and start taking care of your kid when you're in
Well,
grief.
she wanted that fat Modoc money.
Yeah. I can't believe that was too fat. You know, it's funny though. The comparable, they kept talking about Hitmonkee. I feel like that's one I need to revisit because that was
I
just
don't
going to be
even
a
know what
one
you're talking
season.
about. That sounds like basically like Teletubbies on steroids.
Oh, well, I heard it's very violent. More
Oh.
so than
What what's it
MODOK
on?
even. Hulu. It was one of those canceled like acquisition shows that was like, well, we've already made it, so we're gonna put it out, but Disney owns us now and there will not be
And
a
it was
second
worth
season of
talking
this.
about?
It came out, it was part of the same batch as MODOK. Like, it was supposed to be MODOK, Hitmonkey, and then Kevin Smith was supposed to do something too. There was like two other things that were gonna come out, but those got
Kevin Smith
canceled.
probably needs to go ahead and retire now too, I think. I'm kind of done with him.
Oh, I like Kevin Smith. Oh, you know what's funny? I wish he would embrace his life as like a commentator and just be a little bit more like, 'cause like he's I like his podcast, but he's so afraid of like saying something negative, partially because he has to work with people, so he doesn't want to like shit on somebody and then have them be like, "Oh, no, I don't want to be your director of photography because you said that fucking Shazam sucked or whatever." But part of it's just that he's a nice guy, I feel like, you know. But it's like at the same time, like, I think that's more interesting. Like, when he came out and like talked about how disappointed he was, and it was either Batman v Superman or Justice League. Like, one of them kind of came out and he was just like, "Yeah, you know, just didn't quite do it for me." And it's like that was the last time I heard him like really give an honest opinion about a movie.
And that's the part that I don't trust about him is because he doesn't give honest opinions. He won't just come out and like because I thought I've seen him on Rogan now. What, two, three times? And
At least
they're,
twice.
yeah, I mean, they're fantastic episodes where he gets real. And it's like, take what you're doing right now and build on it because you can be your own man. You don't have to just be milquetoast and ride the fence.
Yeah, and I feel like he's kind of one where like I feel like he kind of he's always kind of selling himself type of thing rather than just chilling out and being himself. Like,
Well,
I think that's what I miss about the old podcast of his, the old Fat Man on Batman's, was when it was like my favorite ones were it was literally just him and like a buddy in like his little man cave smoking a joint. And you can hear
and
him,
he
literally, you
also
can hear him on the podcast be like,
he sold yeah, and he sold a bill of goods on Masters of the Universe, and that show was fucking terrible.
See, it was fine. I mean,
No, it
that's one of those
wasn't.
shows where I don't know what anybody was expecting out of a He-Man show. Yeah,
How about He-Man?
he's in it.
Stop, Sam,
I
don't
can't.
do that.
He-Man's basically the Hulk with a sword and magic. Like he can beat everything. So it's like
Yeah.
to just only have him fully powered beating somebody up for 10 episodes.
That's
I don't
fine.
give a shit about.
Then do
It's.
that. But then and Faraway is subverted a little bit, but don't kill him off. That's dumb.
But he was back the next
Let me
episode.
just talk. No, come on, stop.
He was right back.
The Thundercat one was way better, and they canceled it.
See, and I never watched that. I only watched He-Man because Kevin Smith made it. I don't give a fuck about it. It's a guy running around in his underwear with a sword. If that's your fucking childhood like hero, grow up a little bit. Like there's way cooler shit out there. Like
Hey,
it's
Sam, that show, adults watched it, but it was made for kids, and that's the problem. They should have maintained the show for kids and maybe gave a little bit smidge to the adults, but they screwed that up. They tried to make it for the 40 to 50-year-olds. Bad idea. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't know. My little brother didn't like He-Man growing up. Like it's, I think that's one of those things where you think, oh, they should make it for the kids. It's like, well, how good's that little kid
Well, first
cartoon
of all,
version
the
doing?
toy, but we've talked about this. The toy market is not what it was 30,
No.
35 years ago.
So you are making this for 40 and 50 year olds. So that's the thing. I thought it was fine. I didn't love it. I think it probably would. You know what? And two, I think it was one of those shows that got hurt by Netflix trying the release 5 episodes and then 5 episodes thing because it did kind of leave like I'd say the second half had a lot more He-Man in it than the first half type of thing, and so it definitely left like a sour taste in everyone's mouth because they're like, oh well, all the good guys are scattered and Skeletor's on top. Like they didn't realize it was going to fucking switch by the fucking second half of the season. But when it splits like that, you're just
Sam,
left with that. You're like.
this is why I spend a majority of my time in the world of wrestling. I don't have to deal with a lot of this shit.
Yeah, no, that's it's just two guys go and smacking each other.
It's so far from it. So far from it.
You're over there watching checkers, my friend. I'm over here watching baseball and football, aka chess, with what's got all the muscles that you
But
want, plus it's actual
everybody.
skill
Yeah,
involved, and
see,
you don't.
I've heard this argument before where it's like my thing is so complex. It's like, yeah, it's not because I see it's stamped just like mine, but mine at least has a purity behind it.
What's pure, the steroids or
There's no
the
steroids. It's
script, the scripts that all the actors are reading when they're
wait a minute.
performing?
What? I forgot. Movies are real.
I'm not talking about movies, I'm talking about sportage, my friend.
Okay. Look, it's predetermined outcomes, but if you don't think that they're athletes, then we have a bigger problem than we thought we did.
I've seen The Wrestler. I know they're putting their bodies online. Doesn't mean it's good.
Oh, that was a documentary. That wasn't fiction.
If they didn't know who was going to win the fight before it started, it might be interesting.
Sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they don't.
Sometimes they get the cues right from the ref.
Oh my God, that makes it even more ridiculous.
Does it?
Yes.
No, Sam.
Almost like checking the bookie
Sam,
in the fucking crowd to see when
first of
you're
all,
supposed to take the die.
if you don't think the fix is in the NBA, then I want you to let you know that the fix is in on the NBA. That
No,
shit is fixed as hell.
trust me, the Warriors would have two more championships if that shit was fixed.
How many? You can't do it all the time.
I know, we were right there. We got screwed. Kyrie Irving
Do you know
thought the
why
earth
that?
was
Do you
flat for a minute and hit a three.
want to know how that happened?
What?
Bookies, Vegas.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, trust me, obviously there's some amount of crookedness in there. The fact that there's an NBA ref in the fucking pokey for shedding points and stuff. They don't want to talk about it, but there's definitely something there.
You don't see that in wrestling. It's all up and up.
It's all up and up. That it's controlled from start to finish. That's why.
And it's Greek theater at its finest.
Oh my God, that's
you're looking back. You're looking back. You're looking back in time.
This is when Moe's tries to hurt. He obviously has his beer's can's getting low and needs to go. He's talking wrestling and trying to hurry me off the pod.
What am I at? I'm only at four.
So what do we got coming up? We got She-Hulk, which you refused to watch because you can't.
Oh, because I'm an incel woman hater.
Probably. So
even though I have a wife and three kids, but that neither here nor there. But anyway,
my mom's a woman, Moe's. Okay.
That means She-Hulk is good. You then, I guess.
I don't know. I'd say that from what I've
we're
heard
gonna
from
go the creator, circular logic.
Well, no, from what I've heard from the creator is that they made him take a lot of the finale and put it into the pilot. And so you really don't know what the show's about yet. You know, it's like they basically got nervous and put the origin story in the first episode. So she gets in a car crash. She gets better blood on her blood. She gets Hulky. She's a Hulk now. You know, it's like, I don't know why that was so like, we better show this. I think people will have a hard time understanding that she got some of Bruce's blood and now she can Hulk out. Like, I don't know why that we needed that per se, but I'm curious to see next week what it's actually like when it's her being a lawyer, her, you know, talking to the camera, which she did a few times in this episode, but not so much that it felt like a feature of the character. So I feel like that's kind of one of those, they say a lot of times the pilot isn't really, it's more of an intro and it's really not what the show is like. I'm interested to see episode two and see what's
I'm zero interested in bringing Matt Murdock into his yellow and red.
Oh yeah. I'll let you know. You can torrent that when that comes on. So
nope, not going to torrent it. You're going to tell me exactly what you feel about it.
No. Yeah. I'm excited. I hope that he's lawyered up too. I want to see him on the top and bottom of the court.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, you know what? The other thing came out. Wait,
is that some sort of innuendo? What are you doing there?
No, he inside the courtroom and then, you know, fighting on rooftops,
oh, okay,
top of the
okay,
courtroom.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I want to see him. I want to see him on both. Yeah, no, I wasn't trying to insinuate anything. You know, the other thing is the Baby Groot shorts came out and they're fine. They're for kids. You can enjoy them. They're little tiny adventures that don't matter. And
is this on Dickhead Plus?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're 5 minutes long. They're really little, kind of who gives a shit, but they're, you know, if you like Baby Groot, they're cute. They're fine. You know, it's him. So there's no like talking or anything. It's just him getting into hijinks.
I want Disney to go completely under. Is that wrong?
Well, I think that's a tough request right there.
I don't think it's a tough request. I think they're going to eventually get busted with something and they're going to have to dissolve.
Well, you know, if they do something along the lines of like, what do you call it? You know, if they own too much of the industry, eventually that's going to be a trouble. That's going to be an issue.
I hope so.
Oh, and then, you know, Game of Thrones came out this week. You haven't watched it yet. I've watched most of the first episode. We'll see. I don't know if I like it yet or not.
It obviously didn't keep your interest if you walked away from it.
It was more than I was watching it at like midnight and I look up and there was like 45 minutes left. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I don't have.
The Sam Adams I know wakes up at midnight to watch anything and stays with it.
I didn't have it in me. I just couldn't do it.
Cause you didn't like it.
No, I was telling you offline. No, see, here's the thing. Part of what made you love Game of Thrones, you love those characters, you know? So it's like,
yeah, you watched just it from getting front to back. Know.
Yeah. So it's like, I didn't love those characters after one episode. I was barely like, who's this? And wait, that's the king's daughter. And wait, oh wait, no, that's the king's son. And this
Listen
is
to me.
Ned's daughter. Like,
by three episodes, I was hooked on that show.
No, yeah, that's what I mean. Right. Like, yeah, it took three.
I take it back. I apologize. I'm right. You're wrong. I mean, you know, flip that.
I agree. That was a show that I got into it via, you know, girl I was dating at the time. She'd read the books and she was like, oh, do you mind if we watch this Game of Thrones show? I read the books. And I was like, nah, sure. And I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. And then by about episode four or five, I remember when I
was hooked at that point,
when they're taking Tyrion to the Vale and they're getting attacked by the moon people or whatever the shit, the mountain guys or whatever. That's when I remember I was watching it before she came over and then rewinding it so she didn't know that I'd started it without her, and then watching it with her and being like, oh, I'm really good. And by the end of the first season, I was absolutely just hooked. Like, reading, that's when I started getting into the YouTube channels and all that kind of shit, all the theories and the maps and all the secondary stuff. And so, I'm willing to give this a few episodes, you can, but it's funny because you can tell, like, oh, this king's gonna die by the end of the first season. That's gonna be the conflict, is that this king's gonna pass away and they're gonna fight over who becomes the next king. So it's like, you're trying to get a feel for which one of these characters is actually important. And
Oh, Sam, speaking of historical moments that, like, on two different levels, there was the Woodstock 99 documentary that came out, I think, on HBO.
I've seen the tile for it. I haven't clicked on it yet.
Okay, there's one on HBO that's been there for a little bit. There's a new one on Netflix. Both of them are kind of completely different messages, but interesting nonetheless. So, and I don't blame Limp Bizkit for all the stuff now. I really blame Red Hot Chili Peppers, but that's neither here nor there.
For what stuff?
The fires and absolute riots and craziness.
Oh, okay.
But frankly, there was no way I was ever going to go to Woodstock 99 at the
No.
time.
No, yeah. So, and then there's still like a million things to watch. I mean, I still want to watch The Five Bloods. I still haven't gotten through I Think You Should Leave on Netflix. I watched half of Sorry to Bother You. I don't even know if I'm going to finish that or not. Here's another good recommendation. Anybody wants a nice, easy, whodunit kind of crime thing with a little bit of comedy? The Nice Guys is on Netflix right now, and
Oh, that is a good movie.
that's a fun movie. And it's like you get to see Ryan Gosling do comedy and Russell
What's that?
Crowe,
What's
and then
that gray one? The gray something.
The Gray Man.
Yes.
That's I think it's what the Russo brothers did post Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
So
I've
that's
heard it's very good, but I've just been kind of leery of it.
So, but no, there's so much to watch. I mean, I've been wanting to get into, I heard the guys on Fat Man Beyond saying Paper Girls on Amazon is quite good. And I tried to watch it the other day and it was like, oh, the first episode was, it was one of those things again, I was late and the first episode was an hour. I'm like, I don't know if I want to get into this.
I got one that's fun
And I
and
saw Ali Wong is in it. I was like, oh wow, look at, they got a comedian in it. I didn't know she was in this.
Loot
Loot.
on Apple Plus
Okay.
with crap. I'm blanking on her name. Damn it. All right. To the internet. Hold on. Pause this right now, but we're really not going to
Maya
pause it.
Rudolph.
You got it. Very, very funny. I enjoyed
Well,
it.
there's some other very funny people in it. Nat Faxon, Ron Funches,
Got it. Ron Funches, he
Adam
wrestles.
Scott.
Yes.
Adam Scott, one of the most awkward undercover funny people around.
100%. Great straight man.
And Ron Funches is my favorite King Shark.
Wait. Was he King Shark in the?
No, he's King Shark in Harley Quinn,
Oh, okay. Well, there you
and
go.
he's hilarious. He's just he's like the he's the most gentlest King Shark until it's time to eat something, and then he fucking devours it and destroys it.
Fantastic. Sam, I think we should stop.
I think there was a giant sized pod right there. I mean, we reviewed about eight shows and gave people about another four or five to look or watch look forward to, and we really crushed it
I mean, we're
there.
doing more than most people will do. I mean, some people, some podcasts, they'll go in and out in the minutia of one particular thing. Fuck that. Let's give you shotguns are way better.
Well, especially it's so hard to figure out what to watch these days. And so
Right.
I feel like there's so much trash out there. I mean, as you can tell, I'm not a big reality TV guy. I'll watch a documentary. The closest thing to reality TV I watch is cooking stuff. And even that, like sometimes I roll my eyes at how ridiculous,
Iron
that
Chef just
Master
got
Chef or Hell's.
re-released.
It just got what?
Iron Chef is now on Netflix. A new
Yeah, no.
thing, yeah.
Yeah, I've watched an episode or two of that. It's not quite the same as the old, you know, like the old dubbed ones.
I
It'll
love
never
the
be as
dub
good as
ones.
those
Yeah.
because those were always so frantic and just wild and just, you know, there was that little bit of a cultural gap where it seemed, you know, there was just that
Yeah.
funny kind of disposition between the two, between the English translation of what people were saying
Well,
and stuff.
and yeah, and like they would make stuff that like you would never see anyway, and it was interesting.
Yeah, whereas now it's just like it's actually stuff you would eat. It's usually the ingredient isn't that wild.
No.
You know, so it's like I get the temptation, but you know, I feel like those cooking shows are probably cheap and you know, they probably get everyone, the audience gets to try a bite of it and so none of the food goes to waste or whatever. You
There
know,
you go.
so but no, there's plenty to watch, and I guess we'll come back. Maybe we'll come back in a couple of weeks when we're in the thi when Daredevil's been on She-Hulk, and trying to think of what else we got coming out pretty soon. Like, what do we have coming out in the next? Black Panther 2 doesn't come out until November.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
don't have my calendar updated. I usually write down all the good movie releases on my calendar. Oh, you know what? There's a very good movie coming out that I want to see with Idris Elba. Well, there's one with Idris Elba that I think
oh,
it looks hilarious where he fights a lion. I
yes.
don't know if you've seen that where he
I don't know
punches
if I
the lion
want,
in every trailer. I don't
yeah,
want
I
to
don't
see
know if I
it.
want to see that in the theater.
I want to see it and laugh. I want to go see it at like a
Yeah.
dad time, one of those like Sunday afternoons that nobody's there. And I want to be the only one in the theater laughing because I'm watching it. I'm watching a comedy and everybody else is watching this action movie. So, but there's another one with Idris Elba and where he plays a genie. And Tilda Swinton,
Yes,
I believe, is in it
yes.
as well. And that looked like I haven't even watched the whole trailer because
That
I'm like, I don't
movie
want to be
and
spoiled for this. This looks
yeah,
so
anything,
interesting.
everywhere at the same time or whatever the hell that's called.
Oh, I still haven't watched that. I need to
I
watch
want to see
that.
that so bad.
Isn't that on your Plex?
No, I don't think it is on my Plex.
It's on mine, but my computer that runs my Plex is down right now. I need a new laptop, basically.
You need to reboot the sucker. Yeah.
Sam, it's toast right now. So, but no, I really want to watch that. Those are probably the two like indie movies I want to watch. But yeah, I cannot place the name of the. But they basically are calling it like Aladdin for adults, and it
Yes.
looks really interesting, and I'm really intrigued in it. You know, so there's that. And then, but I mean, I don't feel like when does Black Adam come out?
I think it's I want to say it's November, December.
Let's take a look here. Yeah, there's not a lot left this year genre-wise. We got Wakanda Forever, Avatar, Black Adam. 3,000 Years of Longing, is that the name of that? Yeah, that's the name of the genie
The
movie.
genie one,
3,000
yeah.
Years of Longing. Yeah. Oh, Clerks 3 comes out in September. Yeah, we'll see about that. Especially that one just seems so self-referential. It's about a guy that has a heart attack and then decides to go make a movie. Okay, so it's about the last couple of years of your life, except you were still a clerk. Yeah. Black Adam comes out in October.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
No, so we got October 21st, Black Adam, November 11th, Wakanda Forever. Which Moses worried there's a girl that's gonna be gonna be a Black Panther. He's not happy about it.
I just think if they can make it 007 Black Panther, I think that would be very cool. But they won't do that. They missed that opportunity. And, you know,
Well, you
we'll
know what
see.
I think the bummer about it is that if you'd have been able to talk to Chadwick Boseman on his like deathbed, you know, so to speak, I mean, that seems terrible to say, to be like, hey, what do you want us to do? I think he would have, and I this is the same this is the same thing that I don't want to steal this from Mark Bernardin of the Fat Man Beyond podcast, but he said that he's like, that's too important of a character to just shelf. Like, yeah, there can be other Black Panthers, you know, but like T'Challa himself is such a rich, deep character that to just kill him and never have another MCU story with him in
No,
it. It
you
seems like such a
okay,
waste. Like,
Sam.
I
Sam,
think that's
they're
one of the few times
actors.
they could have recast it
They recast. That's all.
and done, and done some stuff to honor him. But I mean, like, I think that they went a little like, and I get it. Like, I feel like that of any celebrity death, that one has hit me the hardest. Like, I cannot watch Black Panther 2 without tearing up. Like, it is that, like, it just reminds me that he died and that it's sad. But I feel like they almost kind of went too respectful with it, and that maybe lost sight of the fact that he felt this was such an important, like, he gave so much of himself in this role because he felt it was so important. And it really was, like, for a movie that I think is like one of the second tier of the Marvel movies. I don't think it's one of the great ones. I would also say it's one of the most important ones,
It's
you know?
an
So.
okay. I would say it is an important film, but no, and I think any actor would tell you this, no person is bigger than the role. So like even Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, he would tell you it needs to be played by somebody else.
That my version of Wolverine is gone, but there's more Wolverine stories to be told. And I think that's the same about, that's the one thing that I regret, that I think that had he been a little more upfront about his illness, and they had a chance to like actually
Well,
ask
that
him.
again,
And
yes, you're absolutely right.
then we got Archer coming back in 2 days, which, for some reason wasn't mentioned on the mothership on the best adult cartoons. The fucking the funniest one out there wasn't mentioned on the show, so I don't know what they were talking about.
What did they bring up, the 1965 Bugs Bunny episodes or
I
what?
mean, don't get me wrong, I love Duckman, but I feel like there was a lot
Wait,
more stuff that.
are we talking like Duckman, like the 80s and 90s cartoon
Like
after school?
Jason Alexander Duckman, it was a nighttime show. It was not a daytime show.
Okay, maybe I'm
I can't even
mistaken.
remember what network Duckman was on. Like, it was on, like, I don't know, maybe UPN or, no, I don't think so.
Well, first of all, the fact that we're deliberating what it is and we're not sure means that it's not as important as anyone claims that it is. To each his own,
Are
I
you looking
guess.
forward to the Lord of Rings at all on Prime Video coming out in a week? Or could you care less? Yeah,
I'm
I'm
not
more
sure.
excited that the next 2 days Rick and Morty and American Dad come back. I'm like,
That
sweet.
yeah, I'm yeah, that way more.
Another American Dad, another omission from the adult cartoon list.
And see, I've
Have
never
some
watched that.
stereotypes in there.
Like I've watched Oddities and a couple and a lot. Polar opposites, solar opposites, which I think is a great show. Dirty as shit, but it meets the adult criteria.
Yeah,
But
no, I agree. So,
sometimes people are made of cartilage. Some people are made of calcium. Sam, that's just the way it goes.
did you know The Handmaid's Tale is still going?
I
Remember, that was like an
love
important show like
okay
3 years ago.
I love that show, but the problem is to watch it puts you into a bad space. And I
Oh,
don't, and
definitely.
frankly, I just didn't want to be in that bad space. And
Yeah, no,
also,
there is something about shows like that where sometimes you're like,
and I don't
it's
need
kind of like
people
a
telling me
12.
that Handmaid's Tale is happening now. That's the other
Well,
thing.
yeah. Well, it's 12 Years a Slave. It's a great movie and you should watch it once. However, it's not going to be something you return to fairly often because it just makes you feel
I
like
can't do it.
shit. It's just.
Braveheart, Glory. I can't watch these movies over and over again.
Oh, that's what we get. I knew we got something Star Wars this year. The Bad Batch comes out at the end of September.
Oh, yay. Ooh.
Which I enjoyed The Bad Batch. You know what it is? That's one
It
of those
seemed
shows
inter it
where,
seemed interesting.
yeah, you know what it is? It's one of those shows that you forget about is on, and then you go, oh, I haven't watched the last two. And
The
then
figures are fantastic. If I was knee deep in that show, I would have bought those figures up. They are really cool.
the fact that we have a Boba Fett show and now we have a Boba Fett sister is being guarded by Boba Fett clones that are
Oh,
all
got
different
okay,
versions. Like,
gotcha. Okay.
I have to imagine that Echo, I believe is her name, is going to be showing up in the Boba Fett show at some
So
point.
wait, we
Like,
have Echo in The Mandalorian, so, or that universe, and we have Echo, the freaking fake Daredevil.
oh yeah, there's that too. The the superhero that we introduce with no superpowers, just a bunch of like
she's got ASL AF.
Yeah, she's really mad at people who don't sign, I guess, or whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't.
She's sign language people to death.
Yeah, so yeah, that's pretty much what we got coming up. So maybe when we come back, we'll be able to talk a little bit about how this Game of Thrones is going. We can finish up Sandman, which I mean, I don't think there's any like grand things to say about Sandman. I think it's more going to be one of those shows that the more you watch, the more you're into it, and hopefully,
yeah, you know,
more people almost watch it so that we get that second season.
Because Sandman falls in that Legion category. It's like I need you to see it and just. Like let's talk about how we feel about it and not get into the minutia.
Yeah, it's kind of a film. It's kind of like Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. We're part of it. Part of the journey is the filmmaking and just the sitting back and taking in the ideas and the stories and not
a little early to say that on this one, but I'll allow it in this particular case.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like I said, it's early, but I hope we get more. And I'm like I said, I'm only about halfway through myself, so you know, we'll see what I think when I get through 11. But I couldn't imagine it being so bad that I'm like, ugh, I don't want any more of this. Like this is interesting storytelling with interesting. It's an interesting world. Like you're all looking for connected worlds. Well, here's one where every story ever is connected. So you can bring anybody in. So
all right, Sam. Let's land the plane. We did a landing of the plane. Then we kind of picked it up a little bit because we had an emergency. Now we do have to land.
No, it's time to go, everybody. So we really ran out of gas here at the end, but
well, we did run out of gas.
Shout out to Polka Dot Man, and we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Don't call Amanda Waller on me.
That's right. Sounds good. Or I'll get my head blown off.
Later, everybody.
Be good.